following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problem Corner here on 97.5. We're also on the AM dial at 660 AM. My name is Melissa Burnett, and I'm here running the board for David Pruse. Today's show will be handed over to none other than Mr. Jomo Stewart, and he has an amazing guest in studio. But first, don't forget, you can stream live. You can stream us at 97.5 on the FM dial and also online, kfarradio.com, and none other than Jomo Stewart. How are you today, sir?
I am well. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So we got Mr. Grier Hopkins in studio today. So take on over.
All right. Well, hey, good morning, everybody. Yep, it's Friday, January 26th. And yes, we're here with Mr. Grier Hopkins. And so I just wanted to thank you, Miss Burnett, for running the board so I could be just a little less stressed this time around. Doing what I told David I never wanted to do again. But yes, our guest is Mr. Grier Hopkins.
Thank you, Jomo, for bringing me in today. I really appreciate it. And thanks, Melissa, for helping us out, making sure we have a smooth-running show. And thanks for all the work you do on the school board as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So just to remind all our listeners, again, we are live radio here in the studio. We do have a call-in line. What's our number?
458-8255 or 458-TALK.
There we go. And so, again, this is for our mutual benefit. I mean, it's been a while since I got to talk to my man Grier, introduce him, reintroduce him, and keep introducing him to the public. So, yes, if you have any questions, I'm going to have some questions of my own. But if you have any questions or comments, you go ahead and use those phone lines. I mean, again, we're here for you, and we'd like to hear from you as well.
Well, thanks, Jomo. Good to be here inside on the coldest day we've had in a couple of years, I think. And makes us feel like we're really back in Fairbanks, getting back to the cold weather we used to have.
Well, we've gone seasonal.
I think so.
Because I can't complain, and none of us can really complain. We've had a really mild winter up until this last couple of weeks. So all praise to Fairbanks winter so far, and I guess we'll endure this.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into it, and what questions you got for me
if
today?
If I may. So, again, this is a nice chance. I was hoping this would be a nice chance to introduce yourself to any members of the public who don't know you from all of your long, long years of service in support of our community and our region. As we were discussing right here at the top, again, I've known of you forever and a day, but I really got to know you at first down in the legislature when you were working for Senator Joe Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, born and raised here in Fairbanks, grew up in the Goldstream Valley, and lived there until my wife and I had our first daughter. She's also born and raised here in Fairbanks, and we had our first daughter, and we realized we needed a few more closing doors in our house than just the little small loft cabin, and moved over to the west end of Farmers Loop. So I'm a townie now. I'm moving into town from Goldstream, even though my city friends still say I'm out of town. Grew up here, and first job was as a legislative aide for Senator Joe Thomas, a labor leader here in Fairbanks, and worked for him his 6 years down in Juneau and learned a lot about how Alaska works, how our taxes work, and our energy policy works, and where we get our energy from, and just a big picture from Alaska and Fairbanks as a whole. And, you know, learning about municipal efforts and got an education in that job that, you know, few of my same age people were able to get, and learned a lot. And since then, I've really give me an opportunity to dedicate my life personally and professionally to trying to improve Fairbanks, trying to give it the economic opportunities it needs, the education opportunities it needs, and the families and neighborhoods what they need, and understanding how to listen to them was something I learned too. Taking those calls every day down there, listening to people's support and issues with things we were pushing in Juneau, and there's always two sides to an issue was something I learned here, whether it's, you know, Two Rivers issues out there in dealing with the fire service area that the assembly was dealing with last night, or even education funding. There's always two sides to an issue, and that was what I was able to learn. And so for the last 10 years now, I have worked for those educators, support staff, and teachers all over the state, and especially right here in Fairbanks, too. So great to be able to keep working for the students and families and educators here in Fairbanks. So happy to be sitting here with Melissa, who also does that work on the school board. And I was a state legislator for 4 years, representing West and North Fairbanks down there in Juneau as a state representative. And
hold on a second. If you don't mind, I would like to stay with your staff service for just a little while.
Certainly.
So I had done some legislative service at the very early 2000s with Joe Hayes and then David Guttenberg after interning with Senator Donnelly out of Anchorage. So again, I took a little hiatus. That's when I first worked at FEDC. Then I went back. And what that first year, I was co-committee aide for education with Senator Meyer and your colleague and you. You know, we all, the Parnell administration leaned on us very heavily to help them pass the Alaska Performance Scholarship. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you yourself directly assisting with helping move that bill through the process. And now I look up all these years later and my oldest daughter got the Alaska Performance Scholarship and my youngest daughter is checking the boxes on those classes. And now kids all across the state, again, can get a little bit of reward for trying to take tough classes and get a meaningful education from our system. You know, but again, I did want to give you a shout out and praise for your assistance on that.
I appreciate that, Jomo, and thanks for your work on getting that through. It was a really important piece of legislation to incentivize students to take those rigorous classes and get into school here and stay in Alaska and go to the university system here.
Or to trade school.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Working to expand that to the CTE programs as well is something we're working on, and that's really important because as the college education cost increases, you know, there are great jobs here in Fairbanks in Alaska working in the trades. You can make a lot more money long-term and short-term working in them, and you don't have to worry about leaving town.
Brother, if I had to do it all over again, I'd be a plumber. I ain't gonna lie. If I'd known then what I know now, I'd be a plumber.
It's important. You can still do great things for Fairbanks no matter what job you do, and that's a wonderful thing here.
But that's another shout-out. Yeah. Again, Joe Thomas, being a former labor leader, was instrumental in really getting recognition parity within our state between taking the academic track or taking the employment, the trades track. And you've carried that forward when you were in office.
Yeah, and you know, I was just at a North Pole High School earlier this week and visiting and touring with the their CTE program. That's incredible out there, their automotive wing. And I was talking to the teacher who runs the automotive shop out there, and he's talking about students who want to get those jobs in mechanic shops at different dealerships and even at the borough, trying to get those jobs. And I was talking about what are some of those obstacles he's running into and how can we create those partnerships here in town to get those students the jobs and the experience they need so they're ready to go and rock and roll, whether it's a job now or a job when they're done in high school, and get that experience. And there's some red tape we need to work in getting through, but I think those partnerships here in Fairbanks are really what makes it a wonderful place to work, whether it's the Newby Road trying to work with the Rotarians out in North Pole, or the overpass at Steese and Johansson that's going to have the ski club maintaining the culvert that'll run under there, or you know, how do we get new parks out in the Goldstream area or out in the far-flung areas that can incentivize people to move there and find organizations that can help maintain it, just like the Fairbanks Youth Soccer Fields here. And you know, when I was a legislator, when I was a legislative aide, I helped carry the Goldstream Public Use Area bill that created the public use out there, and the number of trails, just the incredible highways of trails you see there in the winter, are all maintained by organizations and volunteers. And you can do a lot in Fairbanks when you create those partnerships and you know people and have those long-term relationships that can really build it, and I think that's what's going to give our community a strong future, is those partnerships, finding it, whether it's economic development, whether it's parks and rec or education. We're going to be able to do that here in Fairbanks going forward.
And on that note, gentlemen, we are going to take our first commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 19 below. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows dip down to about 42 below. Overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through Sunday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back to Problem Corner, streaming live, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, KFARradio.com. If you'd like to call in, you have questions for Jomo or for Grier Hopkins, that number is 458-8255, 458-TALK. Don't forget that 907. Without further ado, Jomo, it's back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Madam Board Member. And again, I don't know what you all think about this format, but I like it. So
we're digging it.
If you do too, let David know.
I do want to say, I have to say, you know, the weather lady just said that, you know, we're going to have like 30 below, but like 3 inches of snow. How does that work? Like, what in the world is going on?
So I didn't realize until like last week ago that we have humidity here in winter.
Yeah.
Because folks have been tracking it.
And not the summer, in winter.
In winter. And we've had some pretty high humidity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, snow at 30 below sounds like
about
a hellish
right.
experience.
Yeah, no, I don't want it.
I'm looking forward to shoveling that. But speaking of shoveling, let's dish some more questions to our guest. We have Mr. Grier Hopkins, former legislative aide, former legislator himself, born and raised here in Fairbanks. So let's talk about your legislative service a little longer, if I may. Like when you were actually in office, again, you all got a lot of stuff done for the community, your district, but also the community at large. Is there anything you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I tried to use the mantra when I was down there in Juneau that it's amazing what you can achieve when you don't care who gets credit for it. And so I worked across the aisle in a lot of different ways to get bills passed. And it wasn't always my bill in the end. One of the biggest things that I worked on was with Senator John Coghill that rewrote our big utility legislation that's going to allow us to bring more low-cost renewables online because we're going to be able to share power up and down the rail belt. For the first time, making the utilities plan and work together so that they aren't just so balkanized and so siloed in where they are. And we can start planning with Chugach down in Anchorage and with MEA and Mat-Su and all the way down with Homer. And for the first time ever, getting these utilities to work together was a big piece of legislation that I worked with Senator John Coghill on. Helped Senator Shelley Hughes, who we were just talking about, pass critical legislation right down to the timeline to get a federally recognized hemp industry here in Alaska going. And that was something, you know, she'd been working on a long time. So we don't agree on a lot, but we agreed on that important issue. And when you can find that common ground with people you don't agree with, you can get a lot accomplished. So there was that. And, you know,
and in my experience, you get better public policy.
Absolutely, you do. Absolutely, you do. And, you know, it's that issues working across the aisle, but also what did Fairbanks need? What were the priorities for the borough and for the city and for the school district that I could help with? And so, you know, I worked to get an amendment into a piece of legislation that gave the borough expanded economic development powers. That's just a big enough definition that they can drive a truck through. And I think that's critical to see. So it's if you're creating new jobs or keeping or stopping the loss of jobs, creating new tax base or stopping the loss of a tax base, you're really going to give the borough more opportunities to do what they need to fix our economy and give us a strong future.
Well, you know, and Mayor Ward actually exercised that extra latitude just recently. Mm-hmm. As you know, we've been having a housing challenge. Mm-hmm. It started when our system started to get a bit over-pressurized with the influx of the service members relative to the F-35s. But again, really what that highlighted was a pent-up housing demand that was already there. In any case, we had a tax break for construction of multi-unit structures, but it was going to lapse in December. And recently, Mayor Ward supported using the economic development powers to offer a tax break to a really rather large-scale development. I believe it was going to be upwards of 70 units in houses, multiple houses on lots of, a moderate density housing development of numerous units of just the kind of houses, say, a young family like your own would like, say, a one bathroom, maybe one and a half bath, three bedroom with a one car garage. Nice little starter place. Thank you very much. I'd forgotten that you had actually helped open the door to that wider degree of utility for that power.
Absolutely. It was something I felt passionate about because, too often I hear we can't do that as a borough. We don't have the powers to do that. We just can't do that. And giving them those expanded powers, but also just finding creative ways.
In a prudent way.
In a prudent way, absolutely. Well, you can do a lot of things with still keeping taxes low and creating those new incentives for new economic development. If you're just finding creative, prudent ways to make sure that things are happening. And instead of saying, no, we can't, let's find a way. Let's think outside the box and get those solutions that we haven't seen in the past. And that's what I think our borough needs to grow and succeed. And hopefully we can do that in the coming years. I also work to keep the Interior Gas Utilities bond rating low, pass another piece of legislation, bipartisanship with co-sponsored by former Representatives Bart LeBon and Steve Thompson to get that Interior Gas Utility low. And while my district wasn't going to see much gas, I knew it was important to Fairbanks to keep those energy costs low and to help clean our air at the same time and expand that important effort in the city of Fairbanks.
Well, we're a little pea soupy today. I mean, they've been kind of threatening with the air quality alerts all week.
Yeah.
But it looks like it finally showed up today.
I'll tell you what's not going to help with the air quality is seeing the increased cost for that ultra low sulfur diesel. People are just going to go back to burning their wood stoves more when the price goes up.
Well, that's a good reminder then. Yeah, I have been diligently following the air quality alerts. I've got my pellet stoves off right now, even though it's really cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because, trying to avoid what would be an even worse situation if we got forced into using only ultra-low sulfur diesel.
Yeah, it is. It really would impact those homes. So trying to find ways to expand that natural gas to more places and keep people off using their, we don't have so many barrel stoves and bad burning stoves as we used to because of the good wood stove changeout program and helping people with that. But incentivizing more people to switch to natural gas in the city core and out in North Pole is going to be good in the short term for energy costs and in the long term for getting more of that. And I think there's just a lot of good opportunities to find ways to create those partnerships that are going to lower the cost of energy too. And I think if we're looking at outside the city, how do we do land exchanges? How do we create those tax breaks to help lower the cost of new renewables going in, whether it's small scale or big scale? I think it is going to be critical. So lowering the cost of living, lowering the cost of doing business, and creating exciting opportunities is what Fairbanks needs to reverse the population decline we've been seeing and strengthen our economy in the long term.
Well, unfortunately, that decline, at least by the stuff that I've seen, again, it's not universal. It's just where it's really concentrated or being concentrated in those young, productive people in their, prime working years who for every reason are, maybe they go to college and just never come back.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just flat leaving.
Well, and I found a statistic this morning that said this has been a thing for about 11 years now. About 11 years we've been on a pretty steady decline when it comes to our population here. And so you're right. It's time for Alaska to do something.
And you look at, just like Jomo said, you look at who's leaving.
Yeah.
And it's people my age. It's people in their 20s and 30s and 40s that are leaving with the new kids that want to find opportunities other places. And I say, look, we're a world-class opportunity place here in Fairbanks. There's nowhere like us.
Yeah.
And so let's strengthen what we can, and let's start making people excited about Fairbanks, excited to come up here and take advantage of the Alaskan lifestyle. You don't have to go very far to go fishing and hunting here in Fairbanks. let's keep those trails strong and give people economic opportunities to get new houses and to get new jobs up here, too. And I think we can do that together.
Well, and you're born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as we were discussing before we went live, I'm originally from Virginia. You know, I moved up here in 95 for college. Mm-hmm. Some friends really wanted to have an adventure. I came along. But what allowed me to stay was opportunity. You know, the fact that I could find a good job here in this community, or just jobs here in this community. And even still today, there's a huge amount of opportunity. You know, and you can live anywhere else in the country, but in Fairbanks, Alaska, you're building something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely you are. And, you know, having lived here my whole life, I'm seeing the decline firsthand. I'm seeing people leave, and I'm seeing, you know, I'm worried about Fairbanks withering on the vine if we don't do exciting things. Because, you know, being invested here in Fairbanks, my wife and I, both born and raised, we're not going anywhere. And we want our daughter to want to be here. We want our friends to stay here. And we want your kids to want to stay here, Tomo. So, you know, I don't think it's any one thing, but I think it's excitement in Fairbanks. I think it's knowing we have a bright future and seeing that firsthand. As Melissa Burnett knows well, reversing the cuts to the school district at the state level, trying to find ways that's going to reinvigorate our school district so young families want to stay here because they have the opportunities beyond just the three R's in school to get engaged. I mean, down to sports, right? I was an athlete here in Fairbanks, and that's what kept me engaged was, you know, I can't drop below that 2.0 or, you know, be absent too many times or I'm not going to be allowed to play sports. And if we're cutting those sports, you're cutting kids' opportunities to go on to with their education and to stay engaged in school. Same with theater, same with art, you know, same with music. I started in fourth grade here playing cello in elementary school, and now they're having to get rid of those for budget cuts. And it's a hard reality that they're facing,
and
our families see that.
It's a real reality that we're facing this year.
It absolutely is.
Real reality.
Yep.
Like my kids are sports, you know, they play hockey, they play baseball. It's all in threat right now.
Mm-hmm. Those sports at school are essential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a friend of mine was down, was it last summer? He coaches one of the rec leagues basketball, and they had gone down. They were actually sleeping in a school in Mat-Su. And I don't know if this was a true, you know, full public school or it was a magnet school or even, you know, private school. What they said, though, was that this school had a bunch of simulators, like airplane simulators, heavy equipment simulators. Start going down the list.
Career tech,
mm-hmm. very well resourced, whatever mm-hmm. this school was. And, you know, it'd be a dream that every school could have those, or at least every community, our community, could have those kind of resources available. Because some people know very early what they want to do with the rest of their lives. A lot of us figure it out through high school or not even until we're done with college. But yeah, helping to open those doors and letting kids see behind them to see what their possible futures could be, I think is very important.
And those are the kind of opportunities you see in a growing community, because Mat-Su is a growing community with more people moving in, and so they see their education funding increase. And here in Fairbanks, if we can reverse that trend long term, that's going to be a more sustainable solution to our school funding and our economic funding and opportunities, is just creating more reasons for people to come here and stay here in the long term. We can fight over funding levels, we can fight over funding numbers, but if we can increase our growth and make people excited to live here, that's what's really going to make a sustainable success story here in Fairbanks.
Right on. Well, Miss Burnett, how are we doing on time?
We've got about a minute left.
So. Oh, about a minute?
About a minute till our next break.
All right. Well, is there anything you'd like to lob out to set the stage for the next segment?
Well, being a Fairbanks through and through to my core, there's nothing I care more about than the success of Fairbanks. And so that's why I've decided to throw my hat in and run for borough mayor. The election's coming up in October, so still a long way away. But, you know, reach out to me if you have questions or have issues. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on my website. And my phone number's all over the place. So, you know.
Or you can find him right now.
There you
right
go.
Right now.
Problem Corner. What's that number again before we split?
458-8255. That's 458-TALK. Don't forget that 907. And with that, we will be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Prime Benjamin Netanyahu responding after the International Court of Justice called on Israel to limit civilian casualties and infrastructure damage during its war in Gaza.
Israel's commitment to international law is unwavering. Equally unwavering is our sacred commitment to continue to defend our country and defend our people.
The International Court did stop just short of calling for a ceasefire in the region. They did ask Israel work to slow its military campaign and try and preserve civilian lives. Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall defending last night's execution of Kenneth Smith, first one ever done in the U.S. with nitrogen gas.
We cannot lose sight of the fact that a woman was brutally murdered, taken from her family. And that's the reason why the state of Alabama had to act last night.
Observers reported Smith shook and convulsed on the gurney as the execution was taking place.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that for many years, William Hunt spearheaded Santa's helpers, organizing volunteers and donations to help those in need. He also fills the boots of Santa Claus during the holiday season, and now he has his eyes set on another job. He announced in a recent Facebook Live video that he is a candidate for the President of the United States. He filmed the YouTube video in his vehicle, where he spends most of his time working as a DoorDash delivery driver. He also delivers pizzas for the Great Alaska Pizza Company. We need a choice besides Trump and Biden, Hunt said, one that will work for the American people. One might want to consider the third choice of Santa Claus, aka William Hunt. Hunt said he realizes his chances of success in this race are slim. I think because of politics, it is a long shot, he said. I hope that if I don't win, that it will at least start a conversation with the people on fixing our system. I don't have the support of the Republicans or Democrats or corporations, he said. That is why I am going for the votes of the people. My focus will be this, he added, a president and his administration working for
streaming
the people.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Mountain View Eye Center has a new reason for you to smile. Smile Laser Vision Correction eliminates the need for glasses or contact lenses, so you have more freedom to do the things that make you smile. Smile is the latest in laser vision correction technology. Fast, painless, and minimally invasive, so you can return to your regular activities by the very next day. Call to schedule your free smile consultation. Ask about their flexible financing options. Visit online at MountainViewEyes.com.
Some of the world's finest beer and great food. Silver Gulch offers that and more in the heart of the historic Fox Mining District. Silver Gulch has been brewing our favorite beers for many years, and they apply those same standards of perfection with every meal served. The menu is exciting, creative, and delicious. Silver Gulch Brewery. This is what good is all about. Call 907-452-BREW for reservations. Silver Gulch in historic downtown Fox.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back to Problem Corner, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, also online, KFARradio.com. If you'd like to call in, you'd like to talk to Grier Hopkins or Jomo Stewart, please call in 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. Don't forget that 907. And without further ado, Mr. Jomo Stewart.
Well, thank you, Miss. All right. Well, Mr. Hopkins, so we've come down to the ground level here in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. So, let's talk about it. I hear you're running for mayor. You just said so. But I'm sure you've been monitoring the borough as well. So let's talk about some of the things you'd like to actually see. Are there any things you've been monitoring that are kind of under consideration now that you think would be either good or bad, or maybe should be modified? What would you like to do? Are there any specific initiatives that you maybe would like to try to implement if you were given 3 years of the executive position?
Thanks, Jomo. You know, like I said earlier, things I've learned in my dedication or my work in community service here in Fairbanks is listening to what people say they need, listening to what business owners and industries say they need. So let's work on making sure we have good housing opportunities. And I think that's not just waiting for a specific issue to pop up like what we were talking about with the economic development powers, but how can we at the borough say, we're ready for you to come join. Here's our plan to support your business venture for getting you what you need with lower taxes, with planning, with transportation and access issues. And here's what we need with the borough. We need multifamily development. We need it here. We need new construction in town for residential opportunities, not just in the city, but also, you know, in the outlying areas of Fairbanks. One thing we don't have a problem of is land. And urban sprawl here in Fairbanks is a wonderful thing because you can get a couple acres. You can develop your subdivisions outside of, zero lot lines. As a Goldstream kid myself, I don't want to live in those. So I know people won't want to move to Fairbanks just to live in the city, which is a beautiful place, because we also have a city planning opportunity. The borough came out with their city plan and how to revitalize downtown. And I think that's something we need to look at. How do we create those tax abatement zones or planning opportunities to make sure we have new multi-level living? Because maybe some people do want to live in apartments here in Fairbanks. And as cost-controlled and nice opportunities, too, that can see more expensive homes. So creating a wide variety of homes is important. Also,
well, and again, you're going to be the borough mayor, or would be the borough mayor. And so it's not just, I mean, there's two cities. So it's not just Fairbanks, but it's Fairbanks and North Pole. And working with both of those municipalities and their municipal administrations, you know, to help move the football forward across the borough.
You know, Mayor Prues has a show every month with the borough mayor. And, you know, I would like to create those as a sit-down opportunity more and create a multi-mayor commission so we can start solving problems and looking forward to what do we need. We can all deal with what is right in our lap today, but how do we look bigger? How do we look at what we need to do next to not just solve our problems and put out the fire today, but make sure we're prepared long term.
Gentlemen, we have a caller. Caller, you are on the line with Grier Hopkins and Jomo Stewart.
Oh, hi there. This is Daniel. I'm in Fairbanks. I'm calling to say hi and appreciate the program with Jomo and Grier. I just have a couple quick questions for Grier.
Absolutely, Dan. Thanks for calling in. What you got?
Hey, well, it's exciting you're throwing your hat in the ring. Although I reflect on your time in Juneau for the 4 years you're a representative, I don't think that you actually had any legislation that you sponsored on your own that you brought forward or that you actually benefited the state of Alaska. Can you give me an example of some of your legislation that helped us?
Absolutely, sir. First one would be ensuring that it was brought forward by the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation and prioritized by the borough as well to ensure that the Office of Children's Services reports to the Department of Defense any issues with military families. And that was something that the Department of Defense wants to see in their basing decisions. So making Fairbanks and Alaska a more exciting place to move with their basing decisions.
And critically, not because they wanted to get anybody in trouble, but particularly because the military has a robust system of support for its families. And wanted to be able to bring those to bear should there be any issues with military families.
Absolutely. Another one was that expanded or extended the date on the Interior Natural Gas Utility for credit rating to keep it low. So that was to keep the cost of energy low was another one that I had sponsored myself.
Those are bills you sponsored yourself or you signed
yes, sir.
On to?
No, sir. Those were ones that I sponsored. I recommend you go count it up. I would argue that I'd be in one of the top five to pass legislation. And like I said before, it's not, you know.
You submitted a bunch.
I submitted a bunch. I moved a bunch. I passed a bunch. There were budget amendments as well. Got the first budget amendment ever for fire prevention, wildfire prevention in the state of Alaska. That was critical. And increased education funding for $50 million, one-time education funding as well. That's a budget amendment. And it's not just signing on, but it's sponsoring legislation in the House that is also carried in the Senate. So you can move them forward together. So go look up those two, sir.
You had signed and you had voted on legislation, but I couldn't find anywhere that you had actually crafted your own bills and you were the main sponsor.
Oh, well, actually,
so
I will.
Surprised on that.
No. Hey, sir. So I've gotten roped into doing a talk at one of the speakers at a leadership conference tomorrow. And actually, what I was going to do is give the participants a 101 of using some of the online resources that are available at both the state and local level to track legislation. And so you can actually go on the state's legislator site. Let's just type in Google Alaska Legislature. You'll see a tab that says bills. But you can actually go through and see past legislatures. So even though you have the active legislature and everything's really focused on them now, you can kind of have a retrospective look. I believe you would be able to look up Representative Hopkins directly, and you'll see what bills he sponsored, co-sponsored. They list them out.
Okay, I'll try that again. I have looked in the past, and I was not able to find anything that he had directly created on his own, just that he had voted for, but...
He's actually pulling him up on his phone right now.
Yes, sir. House Bill 307. Yes, sir?
Oh, the numbers of any of those bills that you had sponsored and that were passed?
Yes, sir. Let's see. House Bill 297. House Bill 307. That's in the 31st legislature, so both in 2022. There's two pieces of legislation that I passed and sponsored there. And let me get you ones that were in the previous legislature as well.
So, yeah, just know that you can, and actually everyone online or everyone listening, again, there are robust systems that help you as a citizen be informed and engage your government.
In the previous legislature in 2019 and 2020, House Bill 232, Municipal Tax Credits, that assisted here also, that was a borough priority, and also go look at what the House Energy Committee sponsored and the House Transportation Committee sponsored, because I was chair of both those committees. And you can do amazing work with a committee chair sponsorship. So go look up those two. I recommend those. There's a laundry list of things I fought for Fairbanks. And also another one that was a Fairbanks economic priority was creating bonding authority for the railroad to build a Seward cruise ship dock. It was a priority for the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce and the Fairbanks Tourism Development Center here, the Explore Fairbanks, it's because you get a lot more tourism people coming to Fairbanks and tourists up that railroad when you can get a dock in Seward for expanded larger cruise ships and get more people here from Fairbanks. So reach out to me on Facebook and my website or my personal one, and I'll be happy to talk to you about any more of the legislation that I passed.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your call.
Awesome. Forget how much you get done, or, you know, some of my old bosses used to say, you know, you plant a flag and you should make sure every so often to look back, because you can get frustrated looking forward at how far you still have to go, so that sometimes it's good to look back to see how far you've come. You did a lot of work when you were down there,
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look. Thank you, Dan, for trying to remind me what I have accomplished for Fairbanks. Because, working for 20 years now trying to improve our town, you've accomplished a lot. Everybody does when you work that long for something you care that much about. So thanks, Dan. I appreciate the call.
All right. So, Ms. Burnett, what's that number again?
458-8255. That's 458-8255. Don't forget that 907.
All right. So we were discussing again. I'll touch on that one just one second. So the Seward dock, when the railroad came, approached me as a president of FEDC for support for that. I invited them to come do a presentation at FEDC's energy group, and insisted that they give us updates as well relative to the line connection to Point McKenzie, but importantly, the Northern Rail extension to Delta Junction. Having that information in hand, the fact that, you know, having a dollar estimate, a time estimate, distance estimate, for how we might get that accomplished.
Definitely. I was happy to see the railroad come out and say they're interested in that Northern Rail extension. It was something I voted for on the House floor in amendments that Representative Kronk brought forward. The amendment didn't pass, but I was happy to vote for that one. I didn't sponsor it, Dan, but I did vote for other people's amendments, and it was across the aisle, and finding that bipartisan support's important. And, you know, as we're dealing with the Manh Choh Trucking Project, trying to get that railroad moving is going to be a great way to expand the development opportunities down there.
That's what I thought. I thought it'd be multi-use.
Yeah.
We might get some of these if it was in existence today, we might be able to get some of those convoys off the road, because we could simply transship all the way from the coast, all the way through all the major military installations to Delta Junction, transloading opportunity for things like mineral development.
Absolutely.
Out in the eastern tier.
I sponsored a budget amendment that got the Department of Geological and Geophysical Surveys to start mapping more of Alaska's mineral opportunities to find those smaller scale mines around the state, and places that have easier to develop than giant multinational mines. Is something we can use here in Alaska to get good mining jobs all across the state. And that was, they created the plan out of it, and now we're seeing successful mining and mineral development.
And on that note, it's time for our final break. We will be right back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Septic Specialists of Alaska. Want to introduce the latest in technology? Introducing
Clogzilla.
Their incredible jetter trailer safely cleans pipes, clears clogs, and thaws frozen lines in no time without damaging pipes like other systems can. They even use video technology, allowing them to get inside your line and pinpoint any issue.
Clogzilla.
Using a variety of nozzles for different jobs like the Warthog, the Flusher, and the Ramrod. After hours, weekends, no problem. Contact Septic Specialists of Alaska no matter where you live locally. Look them up on Facebook.
Get a grip on winter with a Bridgestone Blizzak studless snow tire from GCR Tires and Service. Blizzak revolutionized winter driving with dependable acceleration, turning, and braking on snow and ice ever since it appeared on the winter tire scene for your pickup and your car. Discover why Blizzak is still the most imitated tire on the market today. Be in control of Alaska's winter driving conditions with Bridgestone Blizzak. Buy yours from GCR, the tire guys, taming the Alaskan road, Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 19 below. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 42 below. Tonight, chance for snow. Cloudy tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 20 below. About an inch of snow tonight through Sunday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back to Problem Corner. As said, we are streaming 97.5 FM, 660 AM. We're also online, kfarradio.com. If you have some questions you'd like to call in for Jomo or for Grier Hopkins, that number is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. Don't forget to dial that 907. We'd love to hear from you today and any questions you have with Grier Hopkins or Jomo Stewart. And back to you, Jomo.
Okay. And no questions for Jomo Stewart.
No questions for Jomo. You don't want to answer them?
I'll take questions. All right. So again, we just touched on a little bit on resource development, or really the part that the borough can play in encouraging certain connectivities and certain opportunities.
Absolutely.
You want to go ahead and explore those some more?
Yeah. You know, I think it's making the borough a welcoming place and for the community to understand that we have a mayor who's going to be interested in creative solutions, going to be interested in listening to every idea that they come forward with for a new park, for economic development, for ways to lower the tax rate, to lower the cost of energy. And I think, you know, when we have that excitement at the top of the ticket and the top of our borough, then I think that's a trickle-down effect that can expand across the country and across our state and make us a place that people want to move to, live, and love living at. Because there's no place like Fairbanks, whether it's 40 below or 90 above, every type of opportunity here in Alaska that you can see here in Fairbanks that you don't get anywhere else in the nation. And I think it's just a level of leadership and excitement that we can have here in Fairbanks that I want to bring forward as borough mayor and creating those partnerships and finding a moderate middle ground that we can do together. This town is a purple town, I believe, strongly. And it's not far left. That's not far right. And, you know, I've always fashioned myself as a moderate that wants to listen. And I think that that's how I would be as mayor. And I think that's how we are as a town.
Well, I certainly do appreciate your get her done attitude and work with whomever is willing to work with you to move the football forward for the state and now for the community. It is refreshing.
I appreciate that. You know, member of the Chamber of Commerce, sit on the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation board. I sit on the Golden Heart Community Foundation board. I used to sit on the Fairbanks Youth Soccer Association board. I used to be the director of the kids voting here in Fairbanks. So, you know, looking at ways that I could get involved that supports our entire town.
Well, I'm glad you said at least a couple of Eustas, because I'm wondering what time you have to sleep.
Well, with the almost three-year-old daughter, it's not a lot of sleeping time, but she's wonderful, and that's, you know, it comes down to really why I'm running. It's her future and the future of my friends and their kids, and making sure our town is placed as best we can. And that's all the way from Salsha to Esther and everywhere in between. So listening to Two Rivers on the radio last night and knowing that Salsha's senior center and Salsha Fair and opportunities out there that impact Harding Lake and Lost Lake, and we're a borough the size of Connecticut, and we're very diverse. in our economic needs and the way we live, and all the way down to what kind of trash service we have, because I love the Borough Mall and I want to see it to be successful and good too. So the one thing I've found working and running for borough mayor now is how big our borough is and how diverse and how much it impacts people. You could be down the legislature, and that was just never as big in people's lives as this mayor job is, because it's, you know, filling, it's working on your road service areas to fill your potholes, making sure those road service areas are well managed and working well, and the fire service areas everywhere that we've got, and making sure they have cooperative agreements and the funding they need and the insurance coverage they need, and all the way down to trash collection. We went to I stopped by the one that John Thies put on the other day for Solid Waste and Recycling Conference. First one we'd ever had here. Talking to them about ways that they see that the private industry can partner with the public and local government to create more recycling that doesn't cost people more and lowers the cost of doing business here in Fairbanks. And there was a lot of opportunities, and we had some great discussions about doing exactly that and bringing people to the table to solve those sort of issues. It was exactly what I want to do.
Okay.
I think that's what's special about Fairbanks. You know, a lot of what you're talking about right now is we're big, right? We are massive, the size of Connecticut. Some say the size of New Jersey. I mean, we are massive. But even our, you know, far spread out little communities that we have, we all have one interest, and that's what's good for Fairbanks, what's good for the people. And, you know, the coming to the middle and working together for that is so key, especially in a town like this. We are purple. We are absolutely a modgepodge of so many amazing people, and Fairbanks is absolutely special.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that localness, and I don't even think the legislature understands just how special that truly is. That locality matters. Elections locally, they matter. Absolutely.
They can create a thriving community, or yeah, one that's going to, you know, wither on the vine. You need, yeah, exciting ideas, and those elections matter. And I appreciate that, Melissa, because you on the school board see the breadth of Fairbanks,
yeah,
more than anywhere. Two Rivers School, Salcha School, all the way down to Denali and Barnett, right in the middle of town.
Yeah.
And the breadth of issues that we deal with, because it's about every kid at the school district, and it's about every resident for the borough, too. And we have to be ready to listen to their issues and find ways that you can create those solutions that they need, because mm-hmm, they're very different from downtown to the out to Salcha.
Well, and I think that most people also forget, like, you know, sitting on the school board is, I do get that firsthand look at what's going to be the future Grier Hopkins, what's going to be the future Jomo Stewart's, you know, the future governors, the future, maybe a president, maybe we have a president out there. They are a future generation that's going to come up and help Alaska thrive even better than we did. And if we could just give them that opportunity and give them the keys to that foundation, Alaska will be set for many generations to come.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're a young state with the long future ahead of us. And let's find those ways to partner together. So that's what I'm excited about doing. And I've built those connections in town. And I feel like, you know, I've built a little bit of trust out there. And I want to expand that trust to bring great people in Fairbanks and create the opportunities that we really can. With the school board, partnering with the city of Fairbanks and the city of North Pole, and the Fox Lions and the Goldstream Lions and the North Pole Rotarians, and every community group that has a good idea can do great things for the neighborhoods and the families in Fairbanks.
Well, I tell you definitely have been getting around because I see your Facebook page. So what are ways that a resident could go ahead and check you out as far as like as a candidate?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are on Facebook, so you can find me on my Grier Hopkins for Borough Mayor or just my personal page there. You can find me at grierhopkins.com as well. That's my website. You can contact me through that. You can call me here. Well, I guess we're out of time to call me here.
You got about but, 6 minutes.
There you
about
go.
6 minutes.
But shoot me an email at grier@grierhopkins.com. Email me on Facebook or through my website at grierhopkins.com, and I'll be happy to have a conversation about anything out there.
Apparently somebody is going to take us up on that 6 minutes. So, caller, you are on the air with Grier and Jomo.
Hello. My name is Randy. A few days ago, I read in a newspaper that there was a kind of a rally and demonstration at the GVA land area to support wind farm ideas. And I was wondering, I was hoping that this wind farm project push is not going to be something that will try to cause the coal plant, the coal power plant at the university, to be shut down, or, you know, sorry, I have a radio on, I think.
Yeah, Randy, absolutely. You know, it would not. The reason, one of the main reasons that that wind farm is being looked at is because GVEA is working at shutting down their least reliable source of power, and that's the Healy 2, otherwise known as the clean coal plant down in Healy that was built in the 90s with federal funding and never really got off the ground to be running smoothly. So it would not affect the Aurora plant, the old Aurora or Healy 1 plant, or the university plant either. It would also help, though, take off some of the diesel and naphtha for peak power here in Fairbanks. That is our most expensive source of power. So hopefully we see that it could lower power and not impact those local coal plants that are our cheapest source of power. So hopefully it's a win-win here in Fairbanks.
Yeah, I did go to that meeting, and right out of the chute, those folks got a lot of hot because it was like 30 degrees below, and they were out there. But yeah, in the meeting, again, this thing is supposed to be one of the challenges we had with Eva Creek was the fact that it had to be chased by something. It needed something to back up that variable power. And you're right. It was the a jet engine using some of the most expensive fuel on the entire system. Finding a way to balance this intermittent source. I know GVA is working on that as well.
Yeah, and that piece of legislation I worked on with Senator John Coghill allows power to be sent up and down the rail belt on those transmission lines without increasing the source of power, too. So it would be a multi-utility opportunity that we'd see for the first time ever here in Alaska, just about outside of the tie-in that we have.
So, Randy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you got follow-ups, my man?
Well, I was a little worried one time. I went to this GVA meeting, and a lady spoke up. I won't mention her name, but she seemed to be interested in running for borough mayor, and she seemed to indicate that she was in favor of closing down Healy 1, and that scared me.
Hmm. Well, that wasn't me, I promise you that.
Well, I will tell you, I was comforted by the opening statement of Chair DeLong, where he noted that, yes, you know, it is a priority preparing our utility for a cleaner transition, but things like reliability are important, things like security are important. Things like cost of power. When you live in one of the coldest, darkest major metropolitan centers on the face of the planet, were important, and that they were going to do a thorough review and look to what would be the all-in cost of the power. You know, including things like the backup and regulation necessary to have it on the grid. That they would be checking those numbers thoroughly, and so that did give me some comfort.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you, Randy.
Bye.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I think we're just coming up on the close of the hour, and I want to thank you all for bringing me in today and the public for calling in and asking questions, and look forward to a lot more dialogue. So if you see me at Fred Meyer's, or you see me at a community event or one of those town halls, don't stop. Don't hesitate to stop and grab my arm and say, hey, Greyer, just want to hear from you, and I got a question. I'm always happy to talk to anybody.
And I will say, again, you're not making yourself hard to find. In fact, again, my recollection is you're making yourself pretty easy to find. Again, you kind of let the community – well, you're letting the community know about events that are happening that you're going to be attending so that you can be found and have these kinds of discussions. So it's been really great being able to have this conversation.
Why don't you give
you
the public the one more round of where they can find you at?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Melissa. You can find me on my website at GreyerHopkins.com, on my Facebook page at Greyer Hopkins for Borough Mayor, or my personal Facebook page at Greyer Hopkins, and that's GRIER. Thanks, everybody.
There you go. Fairbanks, thank you so much for tuning in to Problem Corner Monday morning. David Pruse will be back. We will see you guys later. We hope you stay warm out there. And don't forget, if you would like to listen to this episode later, you can find it at KFERradio.com right there in the archives. And with that, I know Pruse would hate this, but it's some Janet Jackson.
Melissa, thank you so much for helping on this.
Thank you, Jomo.
Thank you both.